This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Emergency officials in Colorado Springs have unveiled a plan should more new immigrants arrive in the city. This includes identifying partner agencies to help and recommendations for when the city should escalate its response. Both the city and El Paso County have said they are not so-called sanctuary communities. Mayor Yemi Mobolade has repeatedly said the city is not currently in a crisis. Leaders from Colorado's community college system are launching a statewide listening tour. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The tour begins at Red Rocks Community College on Monday. Officials hope to attract students, employers, and community members. Feedback will be collected to guide the state's 13 community colleges over the next 5 years. Officials say shifts in demographics, how students want to learn, and workforce needs will inform the new plan. They say too many Coloradans are struggling to make ends meet, while employers face chronic shortages in healthcare, construction, and other industries. The community college system currently serves 114,000 students and oversees career and technical programs serving thousands more. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are trying to prevent price gouging by landlords after a major natural disaster. A bill would make it illegal for nearby landlords to raise the listed rent for available homes after something like a major wildfire or flood. After Boulder County's Marshall Fire, the state investigated dozens of complaints of price gouging in the local rental market. The bill had its first hearing earlier this week. You're listening to CPR News.